Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday to everybody. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Well, yeah, Chuck Schumer basically saying, Bibi Netanyahu's fighting back too hard against the terrorists. But therefore, I think we ought to have new elections in Israel and get rid of that bad, horrible Bibi Netanyahu that is trying to win a war against terrorism. The equivalent population wise would have been losing 40,000 Americans in a day, but he's got to go. Why did Schumer say that? Do you think maybe the fact that so many people were so outspoken in Washington and the squad and that little primary thing that took place in Michigan, where 18.9% of people didn't vote for Joe Biden, wanted somebody else, might be a consideration in what Chuck has decided? Why wouldn't they take a stand against the radical terrorist group Hamas that Iran helped plan these terror attacks? They helped fund these terror attacks. They fire these rockets into Israel on a regular basis. Why wouldn't they take the Trump position, which is, yeah, go win your war against terrorism? We totally understand innocent people shouldn't be murdered and kidnapped. Now Biden is backing Schumer. This is what is at stake in 234 days. They care more about voters in Michigan and around the country and part of their radical extreme base that has been saying Israel's fighting back too hard. Now, do you think after 9/11, we lost 2,977 Americans that day? If you extrapolate out, they have less than 10 million in terms of population size in Israel. You extrapolate out our population, what, 350, 60 million, whatever the number happens to be. It's the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day. Do you think we're going to want to be lectured by any foreign country, especially by a supposed ally, about who ought to be leading the conflict to defeat the people that killed our fellow citizens? This is just beyond repulsive and disgusting. And then Biden earlier today during an Oval Office meeting with the Irish Prime Minister, Schumer made a good speech, and I think he expressed serious concerns shared not only by him but many Americans. The same Biden that wants, what, $200 billion taxpayer dollars to go to Ukraine? Really? That guy? And he won't help our ally? What did Israel do to deserve that terrorist attack? Nothing. Or the tens and tens of thousands of rockets fired into border cities from the south, Gaza, from the north, Lebanon, Hezbollah, all funded by the number one state sponsored of terror. That would be Iran. You know, and here we are. Biden approves, what, 6 weeks after the Iranian-backed drone strike that killed three American soldiers in Jordan. What did Biden do? He's now approved a sanctions waiver giving Tehran more access to more than $10 billion, money you can use to import goods and repay their debts and build up their terrorist network. I mean, the same people that turned on the spigot and allowed and ignored Iran selling their oil to China and worldwide, estimates that they have $100 billion in net worth wealth that they gained because Joe Biden became president. Great. Now he's helping to enrich, you know, the murdering dictator thug in Venezuela by removing sanctions against them. And Joe Biden's administration slapped more sanctions on Israel. They're more critical of Israel than they've ever been towards Hamas and the terrorists that invaded Israel, an innocent country and supposedly our biggest ally. The sanctions are virtually a gift to the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic boycott, divest, and sanction movement at a time when Biden is trying to shore up, you know, Arab and Muslim American support, especially in the state of Michigan, places like Dearborn. But the new sanctions on Israel come a day after the administration renewed a sanctions waiver on Iran. I mean, how can your priorities be that screwed up? That is Joe Biden. That is the Democratic Party. You know, calling for a new government in Israel. They're trying to interfere with our number one ally in the region as they are in the midst of a war for their very survival. It's like their own little coup attempt against Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has committed to winning the war. We shouldn't be fighting wars that we're not planning to win. And if somebody attacks an innocent, sovereign country, ally, we should allow them at the very least to win the war. Israel's not asking for American troops. They're not asking even for money. They're asking maybe for a loan so they can buy more weapons and win their war faster. And now they're being told what to do by Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer. It's repulsive. Look at what they're illegal. You want to continue this in 234 days? Look at your borders. Let's see. We got a Fox News story. An illegal immigrant flown to the U.S. under this Biden parole program has now been charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. Is anybody going to ask what vetting Biden has done to any of the nearly 10 million illegal immigrants that cross the southern border? Never mind the ones that they're just flying in. You know, they don't even have to pass go and collect 200. No, they just come. They just jump on a plane chartered by you. You pay for it. You pay for the plane. And then they get chartered into one of 43 locations within the U.S. In this case, a 26-year-old Corey Alvarez, a Haitian national, the Plymouth County DA's office said, went before a district judge yesterday, pleaded not guilty to a single count of aggravated rape of a child. Now, the DA's office said that the Rockland police responded to the Comfort Inn about reports of a sexual assault. The hotel participates in a state and federal program to house illegal immigrants, and Alvarez lived in that hotel. When officers arrived, they spoke with a 15-year-old victim who was taken to an area hospital and treated. Multiple DHS sources tell Fox News that Alvarez is a Haitian national who came to the U.S. in June via the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan parole process. And that parole program allows up to 3,000 illegal migrants, as they say, we call them immigrants, a month to fly into the country. This is a prescription for insanity and nothing but it is making our country less safe and secure. It is a real clear present danger to this country. Biden's DHS is now stonewalling a congressional demand for information on Lake and Riley's killer. What a shock. Congressman Jordan, Congressman McClintock, Congressman Klein sent Mayorkas a letter warning the Biden administration official that his failure to respond to the legislative branch's repeated requests for details on this guy's immigration, the guy that is the Venezuelan charged with killing, not Lincoln Riley. Get her name right, Joe. It's Lincoln Riley. If the DHS continues to stonewall, the committee will be forced to use the compulsory process, according to the congressman, and use their subpoena power and probably hold them in contempt. Biden's illegals, by the way, they are bankrupting America's hospitals. This was in the Epoch Times today. Report by the House Homeland Security Committee. The cost of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants coming into this country is costing taxpayers $451 billion a year. Data centers for Medicare, Medicaid services showed Medicaid costs for emergency services for undocumented illegal immigrants, all unvetted by Biden, in fiscal year 2021 surpassed $7 billion, total more than $5 billion in fiscal year 2022. Both years represent a significant spike from the $3 billion in fiscal year 2020. Here we go. You know, this is Joe Biden's America. You want this America to continue? Then don't vote in 234 days, or don't vote early. Don't vote by mail. Don't bother. Don't take the time to be a poll watcher, a partisan observer that's trained by the RNC. They're looking for people. We're going to put all this up on Hannity.com in due time. We're putting it together now. You have another illegal immigrant charged with assaulting girls in a Maryland church. That one was deported twice. We told you about that case earlier in the week. Out of Joe Biden's gotaways, one of those illegal immigrants wanted for murder for living in Rhode Island. Whoopsie daisy, got away. Honduran national crossed the southern border under Joe Biden. Anyway, the public health order served as a border control. That was Title 42 that they lifted. All the Trump policies, they're so numerous we can't even lift them. Why don't they keep any statistics on violent crimes of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants? Biden giving the sanctuary city of New York $100 million more in aid for illegal immigrants. Minnesota Democrats, they want a basic income program where illegal immigrants, just like California, can qualify for monthly handouts of $500 or more. Great. They're giving prepaid cards now out in New York to illegal immigrants. Chicago stuck with multiple cases of illegals with measles, according to our own CDC. Whoopsie daisy. Wow. You know, I'm just telling you, the country is collapsing. Before your eyes, wake up, America, wake up, because they're not supporting the right cause on pretty much anything. You know, but Joe, am I allowed to ask a question? I might get in trouble. We'll play that montage for you. That's all Joe ever says. Anyway, when he was trying to take questions in Saginaw, Michigan, I'll take questions. He said, can I take a couple of questions? Up comes a woman in a Biden-Harris jacket. We're going to take a few questions. Then the staff immediately puts their arms around Joe and walk him away. Why? Because his cognitive decline, that surge of energy seems to have disappeared. Jacked up Joe is gone and the old Joe has returned. Internet erupted after Biden's team took the, warded him away from the press and wouldn't allow him to take. Am I allowed to take questions? Joe, you're the president, you idiot. Take as many questions as you want, but they won't let you, Joe, will they? Because they know that you're going to screw it up. They know you're a weak, frail, cognitive mess. America, wake up. You want this guy as your president? I know a lot of you want me to talk about Fannie Willis. I'm getting to that. Don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. One thing that happened in the Florida case in court earlier in the week, I believe it was yesterday, is Judge Cannon actually asked the question, why was only President Trump charged over the handling of classified material? That sounded to me like the judge might have been tipping off the Trump lawyers. You may want to get into the issue of selective prosecution. Just saying. Kind of like during the Supreme Court arguments over the Colorado ballot issue, I felt the justices in oral arguments were basically giving both sides the right answer, and they were both sides were too dumb to take it. It's really unreal. We'll check in with Jay Sekulow about all of these cases facing President Trump. We'll get his take. I think the judge made a horrible decision, a wrong decision, even though it's still devastating for Fannie Willis, and that case is probably going to die on the vine as a result of it. We'll get to a lot of your calls here today. We got economic news. We'll talk about what we learned in the Fannie Willis judgment from earlier this morning and what it actually means and what we know about the case and why the judge was wrong and what the judge should have ruled. Although even MSDNC and even fake news CNN recognize that, in fact, they got a problem down in Georgia. This is likely not going to turn out well for Fannie or anybody else down there.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. I don't care if it's their betrayal of Israel, illegal immigration, Biden inflation. Of course, he wants to tax big corporations, blame them, and shrinkflation and blame them. Well, what did we learn in the last 2 weeks? That, yeah, inflation is dramatically higher than it was a year ago. Oh, so much for the soft landing. Now the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, is warning of a coming wave of bank failures related to the faltering commercial real estate sector, now sending shockwaves through the financial world. And the clock is ticking for office and retail property owners and their creditors. And we're also learning that bank foreclosures on people's homes is at now an all-time high. And then we got an EPA led by a radical climate alarmist religious cultist named Joe Biden and the squad. They're now unveiling their version of one of their climate rules next week, their clean car rule that will result in 2/3 of new passenger vehicles sold in 2032 have to be electric. Americans have rejected this in droves. I'm not against electric vehicles. Don't shove it down our throat. Don't take away our gas stove. Don't take away our air conditioning. Don't take away our refrigerator, freezers, washers, and dryers. Leave us the hell alone. There's a little known international NGO finalizing a building code that's going to force, green develop model codes and standards of new construction, preparing an energy conservation code, which is going to cost thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for anybody that wants to buy or build a new home. They are doing everything to make it hard. Home foreclosures are soaring, rising the fastest all over the country. If you want to look at the states, South Carolina, up 51%. Missouri, 50%. 46% increase in Pennsylvania. Even Texas, 7%. Indiana, 0.8%. I say that for a friend of mine. But this is a problem. Joe Biden's economy. All right, Fonnie Willis next.
Sean's got more behind-the-scenes information. More contacts than anybody. More friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Don't forget our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Sadly, born out of the tragedy that is 9/11/01. But their foundation made a promise we're never going to forget. And since then, they're committed with your support to helping American heroes, their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. He was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. Now, he had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance. She later gave birth to a son that he would never meet. Now, thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, relieving that financial burden, bringing the family stability. Now, the foundation helps Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes and homeless vets. But they can't do it without your help. And the way you can help is go to their website and join Team Hannity and commit to $11 a month so this great work continues. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, let's go to the state of Georgia, shall we? Fani Willis. And look, to read this decision, first of all, the judge was wrong. The judge was too cute by half, in my view. He's fairly new to the bench. He's a new judge, 10 years experience. I think that played a part in this. Well, politics, I also think, played a part in this. Now, just to give you a perspective, and I have a lot of friends in Georgia. I had 4 great years there. Matt Towery actually predicted they'd split the baby like this. He's up for re-election. 70% of Fulton County is pro Fani Willis. She could probably win re-election. And by the way, Nathan Wade just stepped out of the case. But, you know, they've got a big problem here with Nathan Wade. And that, you know, fruit of the poisonous tree concept, where all evidence that Wade had a part in accumulating, that's going to be challenged and have to be thrown out. But if you actually read the ruling, I got the impression that the judge basically set this up for action by any state ethics commission and the bar. And while the bar is even Democratic, the ethics commission is heavily GOP in Georgia. So, for example, there can be a couple of ways to appeal this. You can appeal to the Georgia Court of Appeals. The court decides if they'll accept an appeal for a hearing. If done right, it will likely delay the case at a minimum much longer. But the judge knows this. And in that sense, you can argue that, well, he's taking into account political considerations for him. Poisoning the well is part of it. One of you two have to go. One of you two that are guilty of an inappropriate relationship have to go. An inappropriate behavior. One of you two have to go. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. That's where the judge is wrong. If you get to the Court of Appeals, it's mostly made up of Governor Kemp appointees. So his reaction to this will be interesting. We do know that Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, signed a law on Wednesday, and that lets a state commission begin operating with powers to discipline and to remove prosecutors, potentially disrupting Fulton County DA Fani Willis's prosecution of Donald Trump. That legislation, he said, will help us ensure rogue and incompetent prosecutors are held accountable if they refuse to uphold the law. And as we know too well, crime has been on the rise across the country. It is especially prevalent in cities where prosecutors are giving criminals a free pass. He's pretty much following in the footsteps of Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis did this, and he did remove these, like, Soros-loved prosecutors. Anyway, Kemp signed legislation last year creating a Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission. They've been unable to begin operating, you know, after the state Supreme Court refused to approve of rules governing their conduct. But anyway, so this is this whole case is now in a complete. Actually, it's a spiral downwards. The judge rules that Fani can stay, but her problems are far from over. Even fake news CNN, even MSDNC, even the New York Times is acknowledging all of this and their coverage of all of this. You know, MSDNC, is one of their analysts said Fani Willis has to step down. Quote, it's almost a fatal blow. Over at fake news CNN, they declared that Fani Willis's win comes at a devastating cost and it's a career ender. Another person on fake news CNN said a gift for Donald Trump and his co-defendants. Optics matter here, and they do. But anyway, as you look at the case, yeah, she can stay on it, but as the New York Times, let me use their reporting first, then I'll give you my analysis of this. The Special Committee of Georgia of the Georgia State Senate held the hearing last week into the accusations of misconduct by Fani Willis. They made it clear that the effort to disqualify her from this prosecution of Trump is not the only threat to her case. And Willis now faces a series of inquiries that could perpetuate questions about her character and uncertainty around the case for months and months to come. Jim Jordan in the was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's used the conflict of interest allegations now to seek more records as part of the committee's ongoing investigation, and, you know, are now sending out subpoenas left, right, and sideways. Between October 22nd and May 23rd, the DA and Wade traveled together on four occasions that resulted in documentable expenses. Now, right there, based on Georgia law, if we were just following Georgia law, ethics laws, that would disqualify them. That's where the judge made his biggest error, in my view, was wrong in this case. And then he went on to explain Miami, Aruba, a cruise. Wade initially covered expenses for the October 22nd trip. That's over $5,000. In December 2022, the two flew to Miami for another cruise, and the DA paid money for the plane tickets while Wade purchased the passage for the cruise, thousands of dollars. Then in May, they traveled to Napa Valley. Wade covered the airfare. And of course, then they took a number of day-long trips to Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, other parts of Georgia. They also admitted to dining out multiple occasions. Without sufficient evidence that the DA acquired a personal stake in the prosecution or that her financial arrangements had any impact on the case, the defendant's claims, they say, is denied. But the finding, this finding is by no means an indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or unprofessional manner of the DA's testimony during the evidentiary hearing. Rather, it is the undersigned opinion that Georgia law does not permit the finding of an actual conflict for making bad choices. That's where the judge is wrong. And by the way, you know, this is what Judge Cannon said down in Florida. The lawyers could have filed a motion to dismiss based on selective prosecution under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause. And Eileen Cannon actually seemed receptive yesterday at the hearing to that argument when bringing up, well, why haven't other presidents been prosecuted on this very particular issue? Now, let me just be clear here. The judge, Scott McAfee, in this case, all but accused Willis of lying, corruption, and gross misconduct. He didn't have to, because it was on display for everybody to see, you know, slamming the, quote, the financial cloud of impropriety. What is the cloud? How is it a cloud? She is the one that is ensuring that somebody with no experience in this field is getting paid $700,000 thereabouts for work he's not done before. That's not a cloud. And then, of course, the illicit affair. Then, of course, the commingling of finances. Then, of course, the hundreds of thousands of taxpayer funds to help prosecute Donald Trump. You know, then the judge, you know, leaned into her about her outburst, calling it unprofessional, accusing both of them. Nathan Wade, again, just stepped down moments ago, but of potential untruthfulness. No, didn't they just flat out lie? Now, he didn't take the side of the eyewitness that said, no, their relationship started in 2019, which was a little bizarre to me, too, because you also have other evidence that seems to corroborate their testimony was not accurate in terms of the timeline of their relationship. The odor of mendacity remains, he said, the odor of mendacity. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means basically surrounding the case is that they're dishonest. He could have just come flat out and said it, but I guess that's his way of saying the odor of mendacity remains. In other words, that Fannie's motives, you know, as and actions stink to high heaven. Well, that should disqualify anybody. Then he rebukes Fannie for playing the race card during that speech designed to smear Trump and others. We actually have that tape of when she did that. But let, as a matter of fact, let's play it.
But dear God, are you listening? Why does Commissioner Thorne and so many others question my decision in a special counsel? Lord, your flawed, hard-headed, and imperfect child, I'm a little confused. I appointed three special counsel, as is my right to do, paid them all the same hourly rate. They only attacked one. I hired one white woman, a good personal friend and great lawyer. A superstar, I tell you. I hired one white man, brilliant, my friend, and a great lawyer. And I hired one black man, another superstar, a great friend, and a great lawyer. Oh, Lord, they gonna be mad when I call them out on this nonsense. First thing they say, oh, she gonna play the race card now. But no, God, isn't it them who's playing the race card when they only question one? Isn't it them playing the race card when they constantly think, I need someone from some other jurisdiction in some other state to tell me how to do a job I've been doing almost 30 years.
Now, let's go back to Fannie Willis in 2020 talking about the previous DA and why that previous DA needed to be removed from office. Let's listen.
You say, Ms. Willis, Judge Willis, what law did he violate? A few, but let's try this on for size. OCGA 45115, extortion, subsection A. As used in this code section, the term extortion means an unlawful taking by a public law officer under color of his office from any person of any money or thing of value that is not due to him or more that is due to him. Any public officer shall be by himself, his deputy, or his agent, or other in person employed by him, be guilty of extortion and receiving other and greater fees than by law are allowed him, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, and repeat this part for me, and shall be dismissed from office. Not maybe, shall be dismissed from office.
Not maybe, shall be. Then we got, all right, Wade now is out. I guess he got thrown down the stairs pretty much immediately. But it's called the fruit of the poisonous tree. All the evidence that he gathered would now have to be removed from this case and either start all over or it shouldn't be admissible. Again, if we have good people in office, you know, I mean, it's so bizarre in this sense that you have the judge basically ruling that one potential liar, only one potential liar can actually prosecute the case, not the two potential liars. How does that make sense? It doesn't. The mob in the media, they're not happy. Listen to this. I never thought I'd quote this guy. What do we call Andrew Weissman? He was Pitbull. He was the Pitbull of Robert Mueller. Even he said she needs to really remove herself for the case to be protected. He wants her out, too. Listen.
He is focusing on the conduct of, in terms of what happened at the hearing. And, you know, as rightly he should be. And the reason it is so infuriating is because it damages this case. That's why I really think it's not just Wade who obviously is going to be removed, but I think Fannie Willis, for the best for this case to be protected, really needs to remove herself voluntarily so that this doesn't linger and this case can go forward in the strongest possible way, because the judge has found, just to repeat it, the judge has found there is no prejudice to the defendants here.
Yeah, okay. Even the Washington Post says it's a significant setback. The New York Times worried about the case and the series of inquiries from the Georgia legislature and the Judiciary Committee and Jim Jordan, who recently threatened to hold Fannie Willis in contempt if she fails to produce subpoenaed documents by March 28th. So this really, you know, this is now, you know, this basically, if you read it, has set Willis up for action to be off the case also. That's my reading of it. We'll get Jay Sekulow's take on it right at the top of the hour, but this is getting pretty interesting, frankly, minute by minute. Anyway, it's a developing story. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program this Friday. By the way, we're going to have an intervention for one of the members on this team because we had a little discussion yesterday with Linda about her still remaining on the New York subway. And Linda doesn't need to be on the New York subway. I strongly advise against it, just like anybody else who works for me. And what was the New York Post? They had four full pages of the New York Post dedicated to the violence in New York City subway system. So are you preparing for your answer? I'm sure you're prepared. I'm sure you're going to argue that it's fine for you to go on the New York City subway, even though there was a shooting. And if it weren't for one brave rider that stole the gun from the shooter and shot him with his own gun, probably we'd be talking about a lot of dead people on the New York City subway system. Are you listening?
I am.
Okay.
I mean, listen, you're on a roll. At some point, I just, you know, I got to let you do you.
All right. Just preparing you. I'm saying it out of love, by the way.
I'm never at a loss for words, Sean. I don't anticipate that to be a problem today.
Jay Sekulow will analyze the Fonnie Willis decision next.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.